Vic Carucci here at the PNC Bank in Mentor on Plaza Boulevard. Nathan Zagura back in the Berea studios of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are pleased to be joined right now on the set here in Mentor by wide receiver Travis Benjamin. Travis, how you doing?
I'm having a great day so far.
It's nice. You've been out with a long line of people who come out to get your autograph and take some pictures of you. You're wearing your, your Browns jersey here, number 80. First of all, in a situation like this, it's Tuesday. I know it's a couple of days removed from what happened on Sunday, but your general thought and how tough is it to open the season the way you did Sunday as a team?
As a team, we feel like we made some mistakes and things. We left plays and opportunities on the field. We felt like we can contribute off and make it better.
You know, you said that, and I've been saying this over and over. As I watched this thing on tape, it looked like there were opportunities that you, as a team, that you just didn't capitalize on, that there were chances to make plays in that game. Is that, I know it's frustrating to think about it now that you left them there, but is it also encouraging maybe to say, hey, we know we can do that. We know we can get guys open and make some big chunk plays.
It's very encouraging knowing that we can look at the plays on offense, defense, and especially knowing that we stopped ourselves. They did not stop us.
Hey, Travis. Nathan Zagura here. As you look at this game coming up with the Baltimore Ravens going against a secondary that's had a lot of turnover in its defensive backfield and gave up 462 yards passing and 7 touchdowns to Peyton Manning, as you watch them on tape, what are some of the things you saw that you think you guys will be able to exploit here in week number 2?
Just going to take care of the ball and play Browns football. Just attack, and don't take your feet off the gas at all times.
You know, when a game happens the way it did Sunday, and like you said, you were in it for a while, and then it got away in the second half. You sound like a guy who still believes and is pretty confident in what this team can do. Is that the feeling you got in the locker room? Is there a sense of confidence within this club that you guys can be a lot better than that?
Yes, everybody knows that around the club, the coaches, the players, and people upstairs. We know that we gave the game away ourselves by not taking advantage of the things we got have done on the field. So we just going into week 2 and just looking to take advantage of the things we need to do.
And what was the role like for you without Josh Gordon in the lineup, and he's going to be missing this week as well, these first 2 games, for you to step in there and have to pick up some slack? Talk about how different it really is for you, because obviously last year you were primarily a return guy who did get some reps at wide receiver, but not a ton. Now you're a bigger part of this offense, at least for these first 2 games.
I'm just going to just be ready at all times. If the ball come my way, take advantage, catch the ball, make first down, and just keep the offense moving along up and down the field.
Travis, when you look at this Baltimore Ravens team, Ladarius Webb, their top corner was out for a while. Now he is back. But like I said, they have new face in the secondary, no Ed Reed, no Ray Lewis. When a team is in transition like that, how hard is it for them to gel? And is that one of the reasons you think that they struggled so much in week 1?
I wouldn't figure that. They play against Peyton Manning. He's a great
that'll make
guy.
Anybody struggle.
Yeah, but just by going in the game and try to expose their defense the best way we can, knowing that the keys where they weak at and the keys that they strong at.
How much does it help at all to have a couple of former Ravens? We got a few of them, I think, on this Browns roster. One of them being Paul Kruger, obviously Rainey at running back, but. Can you think a player from another team, can he give the offense any help, any advice on what to look for from that defense?
Absolutely. He can come in the offensive meeting room and spill the beans, like what he saw in practice when he was there, who does that, what his technique when he does this. So it's kind of great for us knowing that we have guys that came from there now here now to help us win.
When you talk, Brandon Whedon got a lot of flack for week number 1. Of course, when you look at the final, the tally, 3 interceptions on the docket, some misplays out there. What is it about Brandon Whedon that gives you confidence in him heading into week 2 against Baltimore?
No, everybody make mistakes, and Whedon a great quarterback, a great person, and after every play, we know it's not his fault. It, as a receiver, like, sometimes we have to catch the ball. Sometimes we have to defend the pass to make him look good. So we know as a receiver in the quarterback group, knowing that it's up to us to help to make each other look better.
And you've been part of, by the way, Travis Benjamin, wide receiver for the Browns, is joining us here at PNC Bank in Mentor. We're on Plaza Boulevard. He's out here. He's been meeting and greeting with fans, signing autographs. He'll continue to do that for a little while longer. There's refreshments and so forth and interactive games. So come on out and join us on this beautiful Football Tuesday. But Travis, as we and waving to fans, that's right. As you look at this offense now, people obviously the expectations are high. North Turner, Rob Chudzinski, that it's going to be explosive, dynamic passing game. I know you still believe that, but what are some of the things about this offense that make it so exciting for a guy like you as a playmaker?
We still have big players out there. As an offensive group, as players we didn't get a chance to get to and players we want to call, but certain situations happened on the field, so we know that coming in week two, we're going to try to get around to them players that we need to be explosive downfield.
Do you feel and sense, you know, through practice and what you see in the game plan, that there is an explosive mentality and aggressiveness that this offense tries to incorporate?
Very explosive. Even if the ball come to Greg, Jordan Cameron, or me, or Trent, knowing that we can pass or run, it can be a big play in each play we have come to.
Oh, Nathan, you're still there, Nathan?
I'm still here. I thought you
guys
were riffing. Okay. Go ahead.
I got another one. I thought you. I was giving you a chance.
I appreciate it.
I want to ask you, Travis, about this. You got that rare speed. And when you line up against somebody, I mean, the biggest chore, the biggest challenge is getting into that route, getting off the line. What do you face? I mean, do corners generally, because they know how fast you are, how much respect do you see them giving that in how they play you? How much of them say, hey, he's not the biggest guy in the world, I'll try to physically manhandle him a little bit and throw him off his route? Give me a sense of that.
It's kind of like in between based on the coverage. If they play coverage two or cover man, they know they got help over top. They'll try to press me a little. But they know if it's man coverage or zero coverage, they know they got to give me cushion, because either I can do something quick off the line and go past them, or just quick slant or quick out just to get the ball in my hands.
What's it like to have a Devon Bess, an experienced guy like that, working from the slot? And I saw a couple of these opportunities on Sunday, not nearly enough, but I'm expecting that one of the things that's going to work well for you and for the other receivers is Devon drawing some coverage to him, just because you can't, you know, he'll kill teams. I mean, he'll move the chains and do things. Talk about his influence.
His influence is very much exception to me and Greg, knowing that when he's coming in the game, you can't put a linebacker on him, so you got to bring the safety down or bring a nickel corner back in to double team this guy, because when he in the slot, his moves and his agility to get open is great. So that goes to come give me and Greg to get the ball more.
And what kind of veteran advice does a guy like Devon give? Because he seems like a guy with some wisdom, and a young guy like you just in your second year. What are some of the kinds of things that he says to you that are helpful?
Great knowledge. Coming to him between every play, like, hey, they played this coverage this time. Oh, he'll tell you, oh, well, it's just the scheme of it. When they play this, run this technique, or when they play cover two, attack him this way. So it's great knowledge knowing that he's been in the league so long, we can go to him and get that knowledge from him.
And overall, you're working with a different set of coaches. This is year two for you. You got a new head coach. You got a new position coach in Scott Turner. Give me a sense of working with a Scott Turner, whose dad also happens to be North Turner, the offensive coordinator. Just that dynamic for you as a player. What are some of the things you're learning and picking up from them that you know, that maybe you didn't get a year ago as a rookie?
Scott coming in from day one, him by being North's son, is it gave him a great sense of knowledge that all the years he's been looking up to his dad. And he was like a sponge. So when he come in the meeting room and teach us these things, teach us great techniques, it's like a whole nother world. Like you flip over a side of a pillow to feel the cool side. It's like he teach us so many things that we have come and came to be great at.
And you get pushed. I watched through not just you. I mean, all you guys at the position groups get pushed very hard. These are demanding coaches. I hear Norv, you know, yelling from time to time, and Scott, you know, really getting on you guys. And I'm not saying they're always in your face, but there is a sense of urgency and that sort of coaching. Do you feel that as a player? And I'm guessing you like that. You're responding to it.
Yeah, as a receiver group, we're the type of group that like the challenge. We won't Norv to push us. We want Scott to push us, because they see what we don't see in us, to push each other, to make us other be great, because they have been through the Super Bowls, been through the playoffs, been through their things. They've seen great players to be like.
And there's kind of an awkward thing happening, because Josh Gordon isn't going to be able to play one more game, this Sunday's game, because of that suspension. Yet he gets to be around the facility to work out, to do his thing. So knowing that he's not out there with you guys, wasn't there last week, won't be there this week, tell me what it's like, though, during the week to be around him, what the conversation is like, and you know, does it feel a little awkward, or what do you guys talk about? Does he keep his head in the game, so to speak?
It's a great feeling for him knowing that he can be a teacher now, that he come in the meeting room, come to work out. He do everything except go to practice. So when we come in, he end up watching film, watching iPad. So we come to him like, what you seeing on Ravens defense do? And he'll kind of sort of tell us like what he been saying, what the things they have been doing.
And I know, and the last thing here, I know you haven't had a chance to fully dive into all of the study of the Ravens, but you had a chance to see him a couple of times last year as a rookie. They are a different team. They've got some new elements. But what's your expectation of what this game will be all about, especially knowing that you guys want to redeem yourselves very quickly?
It's going to be a hard game, hard-fighting game, because the Ravens is the Ravens. They always going to live up to the hype that they are the Baltimore Ravens. And coming from a Super Bowl win, they first home game, so we know they're going to try to play with a chip on their shoulder. We just got to go out and fight and fight and fight and come out with the win.
All right, well, good luck to you on Sunday, and we'll talk.
Thank you.
All right, Travis Benjamin, wide receiver for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are broadcasting from the PNC Bank in Mentor. We're on Plaza Boulevard. Come on out and see us. Come on out and see Travis. He's going to be signing some autographs and posing for some pictures. There's food. There's refreshments. Interactive games. So come hang out. Nathan Zagura back in the studio in Berea. We will have much more coming up. Gerard Cherry will be joining us in a little bit. You can call us 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. More ahead on ESPN 850 WKNR.